Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, 8:55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, 50 years running, 50 years of Concrete Gang, oldest running radio show in the world, to our knowledge. But
little disclaimer.
I tell you what, we're in party mode because we had a bit of a party.
Bit of a shindig.
It's been a bit of a big week. We've had the retired members, and we also had the 50-year celebration party at 3CR at Collingwood. Tell you what, the cake was a bit unusual. It come from the gardening show.
And a bit dusty, today.
Yeah. Bit dusty, but great time.
Had a good sleep, though.
Some good music, good people. You can't beat that, you know.
Yeah, fucking good day.
Up and about.
Some great ingredients in that cake.
And then the retired members.
Oh, retired members. How good was that?
They've sort of been put on notice a bit too. You can't just go up to the bar now, can you, whenever you want? Table service only.
They cut the middleman out.
Old mate with the table service was pretty good, though, I tell you.
He was on to it.
He was like a fucking rat up a dream.
On that, we better go over to our roaming reporter, one of our retiree members who travels a long way to come down from the hills, catches the train down for the retired members every time we're on.
Has about 3 pub stops on the way on.
I heard it's about 25. It's definitely 58 million pisses on the way back. But Wilco, here you going, brother?
Good, brother. How's things going on the Concrete Gang, eh?
Yeah, doing our best, mate. Doing our best, as we always do.
Snapping defeat from the jaws of victory every time.
So, how was the day, mate? How'd you put it in?
Well, on the choo-choo train at 6:20 to get up the beautiful, I shouldn't say beautiful downtown Melbourne, it's not beautiful anymore, but a great day, mate. The union really look after us old parts, so.
Yeah, it's a good day, just catching up with all the old boys, you know, you probably haven't seen for a while, and I think this is the biggest one we had ever, you know, attendance-wise.
Yeah. Over 250.
Yeah, I reckon the as you say, get together with a few blokes, you see a few blokes on other tables, you go over, talk some shit, tell some lies.
As you do.
The food was brilliant, wasn't it, this year?
I reckon the food was cracker this year. Good. I reckon the food was unreal, you know.
Oh, the food there is good. Just pity the RACV, I mean Victoria, has to serve us up Tasmanian beer, though.
Oh, yeah. There's a few complaints.
Surely we can change something.
Surely we can get some Carlton Dry, please. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, Carlton Dry.
Draft.
He's on fire this morning, Campbell.
It's CFMU, mate, Carlton. Carlton, CUB. CFMU members make it. We should be able to drink it wherever, you know.
Members beer.
Well, There's not a town in Victoria called Bowes, is there?
No. mate. No, you're all over that.
Yeah. But,
and you got...
Anyway, boys.
You got
good luck with the fundraiser, too. I won't be coming. I only come to Melbourne twice a year. That's for the luncheon. So I don't go to Melbourne other than that.
100%. And you got a bit of a Prezi as a retired member. The union gave you, I think.
Yeah, they've always got something for us, mate. Nice little first aid thing that's going straight in the car. I'm driving with the missus up to see the other boy on. In a couple of weeks up to Mackay.
Oh, yeah?
I reckon I'll need the first aid kit because he's going to have a couple of broken lips by the time I get there.
I tell you, because...
3 days in the car, too.
Yep. It's a good spot. Good spot. Bit of barra fishing up there in Mackay. Boom.
Well, more so the coral trout can get in there in a week.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Mackerel. Yeah. All that sort of stuff. Yeah, other than that, mate...
I'm going to get out of Bairnsdale, mate. You know, I'm the busiest man in
Bairnsdale. And I'll tell you what, it's been cold lately. You want to get up in that warmer weather in Queensland? It's been freezing in Victoria.
Yeah. Oh, I go up there more often, mate, except the airlines are just gouging the shit out of some airfares. So
100%.
Decided to drive up, you know. So.
And it's good to have a look at the country, too, on the way up, too. Take a couple of days.
Yeah.
Some cracker spots.
A few different public bars, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of a tour.
Get up there, get a few schooners, you know.
We did a tour to Cooktown, didn't we?
We did a tour of Cooktown. I don't think I've been the same since that tour of Cooktown, to be honest. But
I think the first thing I got booked in is a divorce lawyer, so.
you get that on the big jobs. I heard a joke the other day. Why do divorces cost so much? Because they're worth it.
I'm only taking the missus on the trip, so don't have to kiss
it goodbye
then.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Thanks for reporting back, mate.
Fucking good to hear from you. We'll
see you at the next one.
Good luck with the fundraiser too, boys.
On your brother. Thank you, mate. See you, mate.
See you at the next one. Cheers, brother. There's our Roman reporter, Wilco. And I hope he has a great trip in Mackay. Yeah,
how many pots do you reckon that trip is?
Oh, please.
Be at least 150 pot trip. Easy.
I tell you, I had to laugh yesterday.
I'm back.
At the 300. There was a few of the boys at the end, the little splinter group leaving at the end, digging into last, and the security guard was trying to move them on. I thought, mate, the government's tried to move these boys off BLF picket lines. You've got no hope.
Security definitely were not cut out for it.
I tell you what, We did catch someone stealing a few cookies, though.
We found the elusive cookie monster.
Cookie monster.
The cookie monster of Melbourne.
Yeah, right.
He had a whole bag, didn't he?
Mr. Chaz. Vin Chaz.
Vin Chaz. He stole all, you know, they brought out tea and coffee, and which no one was eating because all the boys were on the beer.
Yeah.
Vinny went and stole off all the cookies.
It was great watching him go around all the tables, liaising like he was actually gave two fucks what they're actually talking about. How are you, boys? Yeah, I was just boys. Slide by. Bye-bye. He's like, oh. He's
there
like
was someone that walked out with about 3 first aid boxes too. You know?
I tell you what, Melbourne must be flooded with those first aid boxes that have been left all over the trams, on the trains and all that.
Oh, and it was, mate, and we had some good reports. There's a few good reports given too at the Free CR. Yeah, Free Trees, who did we have?
We had Frank O'Grady give a speech about the amalgamation of the CFMU between the BWIU and the BLF. So that was actually good. We had Dave Kerrin.
And they had it on a big screen, like a film, and sort of,
So they had a little bit of a thing about him, and he joined the BLF and all that there, and a bit of history about what they went through.
We should see if we can get that on our website.
Yeah, that'd be a cracker if we could. Then we had Di Cummings. She got up and gave a bit of a report back on the Cummel Foundation and all the great work they've done.
I think they've raised $2.3 million.
In grants.
You know, it's been, you know... Like she gave a great report. It's, you know, 20 years now, you know, and the great work that the fund's done and all that.
And how come I was locked up in two birthdays. So they had parties. Well, they had one at the front of the Remand Centre, a cake, and another one at Pentridge. His auntie made a cake with an
iron file.
A file on top of it, you know, out the front.
And then she went up and tried to bring it in. She's like, can you pass that to John? And they're like, nah.
So that was pretty good, and then
They broke into Leighton's, and you know,
yeah,
so Lewis's
Lewis Construction,
yeah,
sorry,
Lewis
yeah,
Construction, yeah, 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 yeah,
back
the
in
brought
the day.
In the women.
Yeah, and it was, oh, mate, it was good. Lisa gave a report where the union's at and all that and all that, which, you know, big shout out to Lisa and, all, you know, Maggie and Deanna and
Scarlett for digging in and organising it.
All of it. A lot of work goes in behind the scenes to get it going. Yeah. And, you know, they work around the clock getting it up and going.
They're the unsung heroes of the of the retired members function, members. That's for sure.
Had a few Seabus raffles, which were pretty good.
Yep.
So the boys got
couple
some of that.
Couple of door prizes.
Caught everyone was happy. Yeah, a couple of, it's a bit of a shambles of a draw, but we got there in the end.
So someone balls that up.
Campbell, well done, mate.
Yeah, hands
straight
up.
Straight under the bus. Yeah, straight under the bus.
No, I did. I messed that up totally. Totally messed that one up. Not me finest hour, but you know, that's what
we'll put on the spot.
Like the grill used to say, I'll fuck up anything. You know what I mean?
No, did he say that? Yeah, did he? I don't remember him saying that.
You knuckleheads.
Yeah, we would have got it. So, also, I was talking to the Brute Junior.
Oh, we got music from the young Brute.
Oh yeah, that's right. We did indeed. Yeah. He was full. He's full of beans. He's just got over a little bit of a few health issues, but he's fucking looking good.
Yeah, Lou's going for his double knee operation.
Mate, Lou's a chance of coming back on the tools.
Yeah, I know. He's got his back done, his hip done, his double knee now. He's got back from, where did he come from? Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Flew Air India. He told us all about that.
Had Tommy Burke sitting on our table. He's going for a shoulder operation soon.
Yeah.
He's getting a shoulder reco. So there's a lot of the boys are getting
their rebuilds.
They're doing their rebuilds during winter, so summer they can just go in bananas in summer.
Full 100%. Like you said, like he's like the bionic man.
Yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah. So he's getting his operation Saturday. So well wishes to Luke for the recovery.
He's gonna
be at the Concrete Gang doing no matter what. So
ran into a few of the old boys from Form 700. How they're recruiting. They have been on the recruit.
Oh, Kev, Joe, and Scratch, the boys. They were some patchers back in the day. I tell you, I used to watch them and look at the patch, just sit there, do nothing,
get done somehow.
somehow, just miraculously appear. But they were some grouse boys that worked with back in the day.
And it's just the positivity and you know, at the moment, you know, it's hard going with the administration and just getting, like, hearing the boys come up to you and go supporting you, you know, come on, boys, you got to stick it out, you know, they're dirty like the rest of us on administration and all that, but, you know.
They've been through it all before.
They've been through worse than what we have, you know.
At some point in the union's always been going through something one way or another, so it's just, this is just what it is at the minute.
There's never been clean air.
No, there has never been,
You might get a 6 months or 8 months, and then next thing, bang, something's already getting thrown out.
It's complete chaos with brief periods of success.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, we had a lot of fun times between it.
Yeah, 100%. Right. What about old Mickey K, or Mick Kennedy, our model? He was modelling off our...
He won the Concrete Gang top, but he already had... He doubled up. He had double Concrete
No, he
gang
won the Bunnings raffle.
He won the Bunnings voucher.
And then he modelled the Concrete Gang hoodie.
Which was just perfect timing. Well done. You actually rolled that one in quite well.
Yeah. But then I said, oh, yeah, do a turnaround. I thought he was going to take his clothes off there for a minute. Like,
I think he was, yeah.
He was double Concrete up. He had the shirt and the hoodie.
Yep, he was telling me yesterday he goes away on his holidays soon. He says, and he'll be back on the 27th of August. He goes, thank fuck for that. He goes, because I'll be at the 31st, I'll be at the do.
And good on him. And just on the Concrete, we raffled off a couple of shirts, jumpers at the Concrete Gang at the retirees. So good luck to the winners there. We've actually run out of jumpers and stock. We've got T-shirts, but we're running out of jumpers at the moment. But what we are ordering in more, but we are changing it up a little bit too. You've got hoodies, and you're going to have what do you call a half zip?
What are they called?
Collared jumper, really, basically, you know, instead of a hoodie. So they should be good. I think a lot of people, you like them.
I love them, mate. I love them.
So that'll be good.
Helps fit over your head with the zip, doesn't it?
Yeah. I can sew two of them together.
And I'll tell you what. There's, you know, we'll probably cut to a track in a minute, but we've got, you know, a few people, because we're off air last week, because there's a few people we were off air last week. We've got a bit of that report back, but what you got to understand is when we do the radio fon, we're on for an hour, and then when the other show's turn it is, we take half an hour, they take our half an hour, so that's how that works. But There's a few people who are a bit nervous about being named.
We've got the shit list in our hand, but we might wait till next week.
But we will want to give out one. Certain bricklayer that works for Icon, he made sure he rang me twice this week to say, don't name me, I've paid me money into the office.
And he paid twice, I think, as well, just to make sure he definitely wasn't on the T-Rex list.
So, good on you, Robbie Doyle, throwing your money in.
On you, Robbie Doyle. It's not true what they say about you. You do have deep pockets, but you don't have short arms.
Yeah, so good on him. But we might cut to a track, and I think the first track we've got is, what was it?
Dirty Old Town.
Dirty Old Town.
Met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
Dirty old... Oh, sorry, we're back, we're back.
What a grouse track. That one was for Paddy Hanafy from The Brute.
And we've got another song for Paddy.
He's not, yeah, well...
Oh, he's doubled up.
Paddy's going to have a little bit of music in the last
song
of the show. It's about Paddy who jumped over the Westgate Bridge when it was getting built.
Which is the same
which
boat.
Which is Paddy jumped over the... So, ironically, it's a double header. That one's for Paddy Hanafy. I know he's not well at the minute, so that's from The Brute.
I've got to say, the young Brute's got good taste in music.
He certainly does. He's good on the old bagpipes
loves
as well.
The bagpipes.
Doesn't mind that. Yeah, he is.
He
good.
Fucking growls at it. That's a talent I wish I could have, just to annoy people.
You've got enough air, hot air in you.
Oh, you'd play for a while. So, yeah. We've got to remember too, on the 31st of August at 12 o'clock, we've got at the Leveson Hotel, we've got the Concrete Gang 50 year do.
Yep.
And we're going to have it, you know, get in, get your tickets.
The door prizes.
Shobby should be selling the raffle tickets on the jobs. And then you buy your ticket to get in, it's $20 and you can win
door prizes.
$1,000 door prize. And, you know, there's bands,
tool kits,
and everybody's a winner, chicken dinner.
Wow.
So, and we're going to be raffling off some paintings.
Yeah.
Oh, are we? Yeah. Hopefully you didn't paint them.
You're in one of them, mate.
Len Lease are playing up in South Australia.
Oh, Len Lease?
You're joking me.
They've taken protected action over there.
The man over there didn't want to give away their audios.
They've got the worst claims you've ever seen in their life.
The man didn't want to give away their audios.
Nah.
Yeah. Today, well,
and they wanted to work
that.
In their own.
And we've had... You know, we've had a couple of wins this week in the sense that payday super's in, so same pay, same super.
Yes,
so
as of the first of the month.
Yeah, so as of the
next
first
full pay.
Next full pay it should be in.
Yep.
So your super should be getting paid at the same time as your wages. So every week your super will be paid. So that's legislation. It's probably going to be a bit clunky at the start, you know, because we're still getting our head around it. But one of the things that came out and it was pretty clear, made by Grasshopper made it pretty clear from Seabus, and I had a meeting on Friday morning with Graham Barlow, and he made it pretty clear as well that you've got to make sure your details are proper correct, because it's, you know, you've got to, my name's Adam blah blah blah, but my tax file number says Adam such and such, if they don't match up,
they don't line
it's going to sit in dispense. And yeah, you know, so you, mate, make sure you check your tax file number. The name on your tax file number is the name in your super account. And make sure you do a binding beneficiary and all that sort of stuff, and, you know, get in, because it's a good thing. It's a massive win when you think about
and
it.
And make sure you've got the right units to cover.
Yeah. It's a massive. You think how much interest you're going to be getting, like, you know, when you pay off a loan, if you pay it off weekly, how much quicker you pay it off.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's money in your account and money set for your retirement, especially when, you know, you think it's pretty disgusting when the retirement age is now, they've moved to 67. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know how we're going to be doing our jobs at 67.
Yeah. Oh, look in the room the other day. You know, everyone's all beaten down. They're all getting knee operations, back operations, shoulder operations.
That's, that was the Liberal Party done that. It was well done. Yeah.
So, and the Labor Party didn't. And you can only put, you know, I think they've also raised the cap. You can salary sacrifice in your super as well.
Yeah, I know. They're capping that, so they've got your...
And that's something they should change. I reckon if you're over 45 or 50, they want you to have a good retirement. You should be able to put as much in as you want. 100%. You know what I mean? So,
and the tax is going in, drug tax is coming out.
They come up with now. Old Crime Stoppers dobbing someone who's got an expensive bag or car. Yeah. Or, oh, my God. If you think their wages don't match, dob them in.
Yeah, 100%.
They haven't got the resources to stop tobacco shops getting burnt down, but they reckon they've got the resources to do this.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is, really, isn't it? What can we say? You know, we got the election coming up as well. That's going to be, you know, we are in the media. It's, you know, we're Australia's favourite union. You know, we're copping a spray, but it is what it is. It is what it is. But I tell you what, I'm not copping. I'm not copping a grub like Dave, that Hughesy, a comedian, who's done no hard work in his life bar tell jokes.
He and got, mate, 10 houses.
Is he even funny though, really?
Is he really even funny? He looks like he's about
he's
to
sad.
Die.
Yeah. He looks very crook. Sad. He does look crook.
What's he banging on?
Apparently, people on the big bill do nothing and they shouldn't earn four grand a week. Yeah. Well,
apparently people are lighting up as DMs telling them that, so it's clearly...
It's got to be true.
That must be true.
Yeah. Between you and me, I think a steel fixer earning money is probably more important than a comedian that tells bad jokes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
what's it called with that cold sore on his lip? It just seems to... It's either moved side to side or now it's in the middle and it's growing.
He's blowing up about the capital gains tax and all that.
Bit of self-interest of self-interest. Yeah. The block, flashing his money around, high roller.
It's our fault that, you know, the big build, you can't get workers anywhere else. Why wouldn't someone go work somewhere where they can earn a bit more money?
If I was a working class people like we are, maybe just don't listen to Dave Hughes. Boycott his shows.
The reality is, I was talking to our friends at Leave Plus this morning.
Yeah.
And they were saying that we're talking about in the domestic industry. Mm-hmm. They're doing a claim against Metricon.
Oh.
Metricon have submitted their contractors, and I think it's like thousands of contractors anyway. 80% of them not registered to pay long service.
Yeah.
So, and that is a massive claim going forward. So
and they had $100 million worth of government money a few years ago, remember?
Yeah. So why don't people want to work in that sector and go to the big build or go to wherever? Because they're getting a better wicket and they're getting paid their entitlements. Why would they want to hang around? You know what I mean?
And that's... Talking about long service, Leave Plus, if you've check your long service, and if you've worked in if you worked in construction or even housing, if you can prove your service and give it to Leave Plus, they will credit you the service.
Correct.
Which no one wants to say, like, it's money for you. It's good money.
100%.
All right, we better, moving right along, we better get into Scallywags and Sookie Lalas. Who we got?
We got to go to the ALP in South Australia. Working at that Torrens, the Darwin Harbour Tunnel. It's pissing down rain. They're standing in the middle of the rain trying to do a promo. Oh, we're out here working in the rain. It's pissing down, like torrential.
And Len Lease in South Australia.
Len Lease?
Yeah.
Grubs.
Yep.
Grubs.
What else? Who else we got? Dave Hughes.
Dave Hughes. Oh, he's more of a Sookie Lala, really.
Yeah.
You had the Liberals out bagging us again. You know what I mean?
Oh, what about old, since we've been on, Headlock Lobster, what's a mobster for a lobster? Oh, the old Headlock, what's his name?
Matthew Guy. The old Headlock, I laugh how they talk about us corruption and all this here, and he's actually literally being caught.
What have they done about him? They're not big on that sort of corruption,
mobster
are they?
The mobster.
Nothing unusual about there, mate.
Nothing unusual about that. Demon. She's just a nutcase anyway. That whole party is just a disaster.
All right, who are we going for Scallywag in that group? Drum roll.
Lend Lease.
Sure. Youngie, get it together, mate. Get it together.
Making record profits all over the world.
Oh, you know? Please.
And they just need more.
And very disappointing. Yeah, and Suki Lala, who are we going to roll into on that?
Just quickly, Lend Lease, they shouldn't be throwing stones with what's been happening on their jobs with people hiding in cubicles and,
I heard that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yep.
A little bit of an audit on a bit of compliance.
A few people went running down the road when we went down there. So.
Hiding in the toilets.
Yeah, in the toilets, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Not one, two in the same cubicle, too. So.
Jesus. It all happens here in Victoria, folks. It does. I go Dave Hughes. 100%.
Dave Hughes, yeah.
Suki Lala.
Self-entitled.
All the Liberal Party, all the One Nation supporters, apparently. CFMU is the biggest corruption scandal.
She's taking a hit.
It's ruining Victoria, yeah. Nothing about tobacco shops and all that getting burnt, mate, people, you know?
There's nothing about these principal contractors, these people are working for. Oh, there's just no issues there. Yeah, they've got no part.
Nick McKenzie, he's a bit of a sook too.
Nah, please. I wouldn't waste my oxygen on that.
His regurgitated 60 Minutes things.
Oh, yeah. His inside link. All right. Made up stories.
We better go out the...
Well, who do we give it to?
Dave Hughes.
Oh, Jeremy. And he keeps popping up in my social media feed.
He's your algorithm.
I don't like him.
Do you normally have morons in your algorithm? Or is it...
I do. If you saw my algorithm, you'd be the police. Less than police. All right, we better go out the same old way. Dare the struggle?
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And we're going out with a what song, mate?
Paddy Went Over the Bridge for Paddy Hanafy is the actual star of the show.
And he was standing in the row, all dressed up to the nines. They've come to see the bridge complete and capture the headlines. The grand politicians and the building bosses too. They've come to be the first to cross the bridge. But when Paddy jumped over the bridge, he spoiled all the plans. When Paddy jumped over the bridge, all the workers clapped their hands. I was here before you were, he said, as the organizers cursed. As the last band fell into place, a working man was hurt. It was on the Thursday morning when Paddy was going to lunch. He just left the Quaker's farm and he heard an awful crunch. To his face that Paddy left that day, he made a solemn vow. His myself will be the first to cross the bridge. Well, when Paddy jumped over the bridge, he spoiled all the plans. When Paddy jumped over the bridge, all the workers clapped their hands. I was here before you were, he says, the organizers first. As the last band fell into place, the working man was first. Standing in the row, all dressed up to the nines. They've come to see the bridge complete and capture the headlines. The grand politicians and the building bosses too. They've come to be the first to cross the bridge. But when Paddy jumped over the bridge, he spoiled all their plans. When Paddy jumped over the bridge, all the workers clapped their hands. I was here before you were, he said, as the organizers first. As the last band fell into place, the working man was first.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.